Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
What's up? T-Bone here. I'm in a good mood today. And we're going to do another Ask T-Bone on the T-Bone Speaks podcast. But before we get started, I'm going to give you a commercial message. This podcast is funded by myself, so I would love it if you would join my email list in support of this podcast. To join my email list, all you've got to do is text T-Bone Speaks to the number 44222. So again, that's T-Bone Speaks, T-B-O-N-E-S-P-E-A-K-S, all one word, to the number 44222. So please do that for me. If you are driving, do not do that while you're driving. But if you are not driving, please do that. And if you are driving, please either pull over and do it or remember to do it when you get done. That would be great. And that would put you on our email list. And what that will do is that will allow you to get exclusive content and money, the other things that we're doing directly to your email inbox. We do not sell your email or anything like that. So I'm bad at those kind of business things anyway. So today we have a question submitted by Maxwell. Good evening, Tarun. It's been great getting to know you a little bit about you through your podcast, as well as through your guest spots on some of the additional podcasts you're a guest on. Through your podcast and its discussion regarding sleep apnea and medical billing, I was inspired to come out to Raleigh and visit you in your practice and workshops. I'm slated to attend the sleep apnea course in August, as well as the medical billing course in October. However, I have recently had a rapid influx of patients inquiring about sleep apnea and requesting appliances be fabricated. I am excited to help these patients with their apnea, but I'm not quite sure how to handle the billing at this point. Any suggestions on how to handle a billing and setting my fees till I can get out to see you in August? Number one, Maxwell, thank you so much for your support and your trust in me that you would give up your time and your money to come visit me twice in August and October. I will do my absolute best to make sure that we deliver value and knowledge and strategies to make this stuff work in your practice. So let's talk about sleep apnea and medical billing. This is probably one of the growth areas in our practice is sleep apnea. Sleep apnea specifically is obstructive sleep apnea. And what we do know about obstructive sleep apnea is that dental appliances, specifically a mandibular advancement device, can be used to help sleep apneics breathe better at night by holding the jaw forward. And the analogy I like to use with my patients is it's just like CPR. One of the things we're taught in CPR is to open the airway is by thrusting the chin forward. And that's what a mandibular advancement device does. It helps with snoring and with breathing, and there is a significant amount of attention being given to sleep apnea in the medical world, and patients are becoming more and more aware of it. In fact, we know that sleep apnea is almost as prevalent as diabetes, and there is so much attention given to diabetes, and sleep apnea has wide-ranging effects on your overall health. Now, the great news about sleep apnea is that medical insurance can and will pay for sleep apnea appliances. Now, of course, with any insurance, there are deductibles, plan provisions, and all of those things that play a role into it. So, today what I'd like to do is talk to you about how do you get medical insurance to pay for sleep apnea appliances. So, step one, first and foremost, please understand that medical insurance pays for medical diagnosis and medical conditions. And that means that your patient must have been officially diagnosed with sleep apnea. And that can only be done by a physician. So first and foremost, you have to have a physician's diagnosis that is always accompanied with a sleep study. That sleep study can be an in-lab PSG or a HST, a home sleep test that can be administered at home. So now once you have that in place, that is not enough, okay? Because insurance companies want to make it difficult for you to get paid. So first and foremost, we do an eligibility check. What this eligibility check, what we're looking for is where are we at in terms of deductibles and copay, and is the E0486, the sleep apnea appliance code, a covered procedure under that plan? Now, once we have our eligibility check, we can get an idea of where our patient will stand financially. We assume that they will have a diagnosis. Now, once we have that in place, now we can get an idea of what the costs are going to be to the patient. Now, once the patient has chosen to move forward, before we actually move forward, we will do now, and this is a must, absolute must. You must do a pre-authorization for this sleep appliance. And that is a matter of picking up the phone, calling your insurance carrier, and doing a pre-authorization / pre-certification for the sleep apnea appliance. And they will ask you for some letter of medical necessity, a copy of the sleep study, and a copy of the physician's prescription for the oral appliance. And in many cases, maybe a CPAP intolerance affidavit. So those are some of the things that you'll have to have. Now, once you have this pre-authorization, from there, you're pretty much golden. Okay, at that point, it's a matter of submitting the claim on the CMS 1500 claim form or electronically. I prefer electronically. You'll need to provide the MD, referring MD's physician. You'll need to provide your pre-authorization number. You'll need to provide all those details on that claim to provide payment. You will submit it, and you can only submit it after the appliance has been delivered. So you have to wait to bill once the appliance has been delivered. And then once your appliance has been delivered, you fire off your claim, and then you will get your reimbursement. And of course, when you deal with any insurance, nothing goes quite that easy, right? So there will be some times where they will deny it. There'll be some times where they'll ask for additional information. There'll be times where they just delay payment. So that's where your team has to be great. Now, in terms of setting fees, I think it's all about your business model. Here's what I know. Good appliances cost laboratory-wise in the $500 to $600 to be fabricated. So typically, what I recommend for people is that I believe a good appliance fee is in the $2,500 to $3,500 ballpark. Now, if you're doing combination TMD therapy, you're doing lots of other things, then maybe your fee can be more. Now, there are also globally some other things that go along with sleep apnea therapy. In our office, we do a CBCT, we do a pre-HST, we do appliance therapy, we do a post-CBCT, we do a post-HST, and all of these things get wrapped up into our fee. All of these things get billed out to medical insurance. So hopefully I've helped answer your questions. So again, I encourage you guys to consider attending our sleep apnea workshop. The August course is sold out. Unfortunately, we have another one scheduled for November. And if you text T-Bone Speaks to 44222, you'll get all my information. I promise you that. So what's unique about our sleep workshop is we focus on the workflow. We already believe, we know we cover some fundamentals of sleep apnea. We go under the impression that you know what sleep apnea is, you know the importance of it, and you're here to learn how to do it, why to do it, how to get your patients to accept it, and how to get paid for these appliances. So we do not spend so much time on the science. We spend a minimal amount on the science, and then we dive right into the workflow. We hands-on bite, we hands-on impression. For my 3D users, we hands-on CBCT, we hands-on CEREC. We make sure that you know exactly how to do this. And that is our focus in this workshop. So I encourage those of you listening to consider attending the workshop. We would love to have you. And they are some of our most popular workshops, and they're held in our practice right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I look forward to seeing you. And they are always fun when I'm involved. So thank you very much. And Maxwell, thank you for coming to our seminars, and I look forward to it. And thank you for submitting the question.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.